There have never been more options for your next vehicle, but the right choice has never been clearer. That's because Toyota has a high-performing hybrid built for your exact needs, like the stylish all-new Camry XSE Hybrid and Venza, the spacious Highlander and all-new Sienna with more cargo space, and the fuel-efficient and high-performing RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota hybrids save you time and money, filling up less often at the gas station. And of course, all with 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty on new models. Take the next step. Visit Toyota.com/hybrid or your local Toyota dealership to learn more.
I'm Nina Turner, host of Hello Somebody, a podcast on the Black Effect Network, featuring some of my favorite co-conspirators, people like Killer Mike, Dr. Cornel West, and my sister, Mayor Carmen Eulene Cruz, just to name a few. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Take a listen to Hello Somebody every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Welcome to Self Love Serve Raw, your go-to podcast on all things self-love and online entrepreneurship. I'm Suhaiti, and I've shared my journey of self-love on blogs and SiriusXM since 2005. I know what I'm talking about, and I cannot wait to share. Join me every Monday for a new episode. Now let's get raw. So I did a thing. and I'm really proud of myself for the thing that I did. And yeah, I wanted to share with you all. There's this guy that I met when I was in my late 20s. We worked together. He shall remain nameless. And I swear to God, people, I thought that he was my soulmate, my twin flame, all that woo-woo stuff that I adore. And, you know, long story short, he and I had a couple of kisses and very deep conversations in the time that I worked there, but he wasn't single, okay? I'm just going to leave it just like that. So I definitely was guilty of being an almost homewrecker. And I'm not proud of it because I do believe in karma, and I'm going to talk about that in another episode about what I feel this kind of coming back at of this guy has to do with karma. But I don't want to talk about the guy, and I don't want to talk about what happens in the past. I want to take this time on this podcast to talk about the thing that I did. And the thing that I did pretty much is wrapped up in a bow of self-love. So the guy ended up messaging me a couple of weeks ago, and it was out of the blue, and I hadn't talked to him really in forever, but I had messaged him last year, about 6 or 7 months ago, and he told me that he was getting a divorce. It was one conversation, and it stopped at that, and I hadn't talked to him, and he hadn't reached out. So he reached out, and of course, I'm like, oh my God, it's destiny. It's meant to be. It's soulmate. Da-da-da-da. Twin flame. How I get all wrapped up in relationships and love. But what happened was, is that I started realizing my patterns of codependency and of trying to force things to happen. I started repeating that pattern. He texted me that time. We FaceTime. And then I kept trying to push it to continue. So instead of just falling back and waiting for him to text me, I text him the next day. We chatted a little bit. I text him 3 days later. We chatted a little bit. And I found myself getting caught up again in another relationship or potential relationship or the what if with a man that just texts me and FaceTime me to say hi, right? And I found myself trying to force a reaction and continue the dialogue and the engagement in order to get an outcome. And I've struggled with detaching in relationships. I've struggled with detaching with friendships. I've struggled with detaching when things don't go my way. I'm a moon in Cancer. I just found out through sidereal astrology. I always thought it was a moon in Leo. Moon in Cancer sounds a lot like me. And if you know anything about Cancers, Cancers are very into nurturing, and they have a really hard time letting go. I have a really hard time letting go. It's something that I am working on. I also have a very difficult time with rejection, and it's gotten better, right? But when it comes to something that I believe or feel might be meant to be, or whatever the case, I have a really hard time just letting things flow. I caught myself this time after I messaged him about two times. I asked myself, okay, so Haiti, what is your intent? What are you doing? Listen, it's okay to message a guy or a girl, but specifically women feel like, well, if he doesn't text me, then I'm not going to text him. And, it, you know, the ball's in his court and he needs to court me. And I get it because I'm that woman too. But I feel like it's okay to engage with a potential interest, just like you would engage with a friend. Like, I don't wait for my friend to text me back. If I have something to tell my friend, I text her or I call her. I don't wait for people that I'm comfortable with to communicate with me. If I want to talk to them, I pick up the phone. So I started thinking about that and I was like, okay, I can just text him, right? I can just message him. It's not that big a deal. If I want to talk to him, why can't I just pick up the phone like I would with a friend? The thing is, it's okay to do that, but you need to know where your intent is. And it hit me that my intent of communicating with him was to continue the dialogue to then see if it was going to lead somewhere. And granted, I haven't seen this man in a very long time. I don't even know if he's the same person that I remember him to be. I haven't seen him since 2009. You know, sometimes we have a fantasy of someone, and I know I'm someone who I'm a hopeless romantic, but I wasn't really sure, you know, at that time, and even now, like who he was. So I have the awareness now as a, you know, full ass grown woman that I might not know who this person is, who this man is. So my intent in texting him, I realized, wasn't to get with him, even though I know, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with myself, I was thinking that in the background, like, okay, well, maybe he's the one, maybe we're meant to be together, et cetera, et cetera. But the intent was to force the engagement so that we can get to know each other and I can get to know him and who he really is for the potential of something in the future. Because if I'm going into it thinking that this man is meant to be for me, right, then of course I think we're going to end up together. So I'm doing things to turn the wheels. So before I continue, I just want to remind you to subscribe. I also want to remind you to leave a comment, review the podcast. If you are watching this on YouTube, you know, you can find the podcast on all podcast platforms. If you are not watching this on YouTube, you can find me on YouTube, Love Sue Haiti. Please subscribe there as well. And if you're listening to this, you can screen capture the podcast. I'm at Love Sue Haiti on Instagram. Share it in your Instagram stories, tag me, and I will retag you, and I'll be really, really, really appreciative. And of course, please make sure to leave a comment on the podcast and rate the podcast. Leave a review. It really helps the podcast. Okay, we're going to get back to the story. Yeah, I'm so happy that I caught myself, because I can go down this rabbit hole where I can really hold on, and then I can hold on to the point where even if it's unhealthy for me, I don't even care. I like put blinders on when I believe something. And I've been in this kind of pattern for such a long time. And I'm really happy that I've done so much work on myself and such healing work and self-love work that I caught myself in a couple of days. Like after the first week, I stopped and I said, what am I doing? My intent is for what? To trigger him to message me. My intent is to keep him constantly thinking about me, to get to know him. But if he doesn't want that, then he wouldn't get, you know, if he wanted that, he would engage more. If he wanted that, he would initiate more. And he wasn't doing it. Yeah, he was responding and texting me back. But was he engaged as I needed him to be in the conversation? Was he asking me questions about me and my life? No, it was all one-sided. So I stopped. And I also realized that in the past, whenever I don't get something from a man, from a job, from a friend, I take it on as a rejection. And a lot of people do, right? And it hit me, the growth in me, that instead of being like, feel like I was like, instead of feeling shitty about myself, instead of being like, oh my God, he's not texting me back as much as I wanted him to. He's not initiating. He initiated that one time, but he's not really engaged. He's not asking me questions. He doesn't like me. And maybe that's the case. Maybe he doesn't like me the way I think. Maybe we're not soulmates. Maybe he's not trying to get with me. In the past, I would have taken that as a deep rejection. I would have taken that as a reflection of like a person, the person that I am, or like not being good enough or not being worthy enough or not being worthy of his love or like what's wrong with me. And when you're in that space, when you're in that space, you attract a lot of people that are gonna treat you the way you feel about yourself. So you're going to attract men that make you feel unworthy because they don't think you're enough, because they think they're superior, because they think that you need to work hard to prove that, you know, you deserve them, okay? And the fact that I let go, and during that whole week, I didn't feel like there was something wrong with me. I didn't feel rejected by him. I didn't feel like I had to change myself so he can do something and be more responsive is growth, people. It's growth. So oftentimes when it comes to rejection, we feel rejected not because the person has that much power over us, but because we give that person that power. No one can make you feel like you're unworthy or not enough or like someone that's worthy of rejection unless you feel like you're worthy of rejection, not enough, and that you deserve that type of treatment. If you like someone and they don't reciprocate, that doesn't really say anything about you. That just means that they're not your cup of tea and vice versa. That just means que para los gustos se hicieron los colores, like they say in Spanish. Everybody has a flavor. You're just not their flavor. You're not going to be everybody's flavor. Okay? And that is the biggest lesson that I learned. And that's the thing that I did. I did a couple of things, okay? I ended up texting him a couple of times and doing what I normally do. But I pulled back and I realized this isn't healthy for me. I also realized that, you know, rejection is more about how I feel about myself than what the other person feels about me. And it's so amazing. I feel so powerful right now, listeners. Y'all don't even know. I have never felt this confident in my life. I have never felt this lovable in my life. I have never loved myself this much in my life. So why did this man come into the picture? I believe it was a test from God. I believe it was to test to see if I've done the work that I've said I've done, and if I can continue doing the work. And really just, it's almost like God was like, I'm gonna call you on your bull. I'm gonna call you on your BS. Are you really growing? If I put this carrot in front of you, ooh, a carrot that you love so much, let's change that. If I put this piece of chocolate with hazelnuts, white chocolate with hazelnuts, which you love, up in front of you, are you really going to stand up for yourself? Are you really gonna love yourself enough to realize that this is not healthy for you? Are you really gonna love yourself enough not to chase? Are you really gonna love yourself enough that if he doesn't reciprocate, you're not gonna take it as a rejection and feel like there's something wrong with you? That's real growth. Real growth is when you're confronted with the shit that has always plagued you, okay? And you act the opposite. Because we can act big and bad, and I can act big and bad and be like, I've grown so much. I love myself. I'm so confident. I'm this, I'm that. You don't affect me, right? I've said that before. And then the chocolate with hazelnuts come, whoever that is, and I revert to the same behavior, and I act and feel the same, and I react the same, and I push the same. So really, growth comes from, yes, self-awareness and personal development, but growth also comes from a change of behavior. Your mindset has to change, your feelings have to change, but your actions have to change. The pattern has to break, the cycle has to break in order for you to see real growth when you're struggling with self-love and feelings of unworthiness. And that's the thing that I did. I broke the chain, and I'm so proud of myself. So proud. All right, everyone, thank you for joining me. Self-love, served raw, right here on Revol Podcast. Again, make sure to subscribe, review, rate the podcast. Follow me on social media at Love Sue Haiti. And if you have any interest in any topics, please DM me. I've gotten lots of DMs, and it really has helped motivate me to keep sharing the podcast and to keep just kind of doing my thing. Thanks again. Till next time.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.